WKJAN Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, mostly clear and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news this morning, a man who police say went on a two-state crime spree died along with a woman in another car after a head-on accident in northwest Missouri. Missouri State Highway Patrol says 54-year-old Antoinette Holtzclaw of Platte County died Monday when her car was hit by a car driven by 27-year-old Randy Hartline of Council Bluffs. Hartline died later at a hospital. The accident on Missouri Highway 92 near Tracy ended a crime spree that began in Council Bluffs when Hartline stole a vehicle and drove to St. Joseph, Missouri. Patrol says Hartline stole four more vehicles and committed a burglary before troopers began a chase in Platte County. Hartline was trying to pass another vehicle, overcorrected, and slammed into Holtzclaw's car. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
A Cass County man faces a felony charge for possessing contraband in a correctional facility. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said Monday that 31-year-old Travis Austin Moon of Wyota, an inmate at the Audubon County Jail, faces the charge for knowingly introducing and possessing contraband while in a correctional facility. Once he completes his 30-day sentence for revocation of probation, Moon will be held on a $5,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department reports also 27-year-old Benjamin Daniel Job of Audubon turned himself into the Sheriff's Office Monday on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County, charging him with failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance charge and for revocation of his probation. Job appeared before the magistrate and was being held in the Audubon County Jail without bond. Two people were arrested over the weekend in Cass County on OWI charges. The Sheriff's Office said Monday that on Saturday, police in Oneida arrested 42-year-old John Stephen Fox of Casey on a charge of OWI first offense. Fox was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released on his own recognizance later that same day. And on Sunday, deputies arrested 46-year-old Michael John Ballinger of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. The arrest stemmed from a single vehicle accident that took place on Highway 71 at Lansing Road. Ballinger was not injured in the accident. With the 2009 Ford Escape he was driving, sustained $15,000 damage. Ballinger was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later in the day on Sunday on his own recognizance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Monday that a Hamburg man was arrested last week on an aggravated misdemeanor, a serious misdemeanor charge of child endangerment and felony charges of kidnapping in the third degree along with domestic abuse assault. 41-year-old Lenny Lee James was taken into custody August the 7th. James made his initial appearance in court last Thursday and was ordered not to have any contact with the alleged victim. The Atlanta Community School District Board of Education will meet this evening at the high school during their 7:30 p.m. session of the media room. The board will hear a progress report from Design Alliance architect Representative Jerry Purdy on the Atlantic Middle School renovation, along with construction of the on the former Clarinda Company building and temporary classrooms being put up at Washington Elementary. Maintenance Director Russell Peck will report on summer improvements to the district's facilities, and the school principals will provide their status reports. In other business, the Board of Education tonight will act on approving amended contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, and resignations. They're also expected to approve a 28E agreement with the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Therapeutic School, hold the second reading of an overtime policy, and approve a bid for the repair of the middle school. The board will end their meeting with discussion on a request from the Atlantic Municipal Utilities. A new federal report finds Americans are walking more and those who walk are healthier. The CDC report singles out the iWalk program in Iowa for helping to promote physical fitness. iWalk stands for Iowans Walking Assessment Logistics Kit. Sarah Taylor Watts, the physical activity coordinator for the Iowa Department of Public Health, says iWalk maps safe walking routes to school for children and routes for adults as well.
Children have to get to school regardless, and so it's finding a way to incorporate walking and biking into their day. So instead of kids maybe being driven to school, it's an opportunity for them to walk to school, which adds minutes of physical activity to their day without really taking too much time out of their day.
The report also found that there is still plenty of work to do, as fewer than half of American adults and only 45% of Iowa adults reach the recommended guideline of 30 minutes of physical activity on most days of the week. Some programs that promote walking involve the use of pedometers, counting one's steps throughout the day or measuring the distance they've walked.
We don't keep track of anything like that. iWalk is primarily just about improving the environment so that kids can walk or bike to school and providing kind of those non-infrastructure things. So maybe helping the school, looking to starting a walking school bus or something like that.
And she explains the concept of the walking school bus.
It's like a traditional school bus, but instead of a group of kids riding a bus, they walk together like on a bus. And then an adult of some sort usually leads the group. So maybe it's a parent volunteer or a teacher, or some schools even, like the high school honor class, will lead the group.
The iWalk program is already being used in 16 Iowa communities, including DeSoto, Tabor, and Atlantic. Another 12 communities will be added to the list this fall. You can learn more at www.i-walk.org. The first in a series of programs for elderly persons designed to improve their everyday health through education and early detection of today's leading chronic diseases will be held beginning tomorrow here in Atlantic. The Age Well program takes place from 9 until 11 a.m. at Cass County Home Care and features free blood pressure screenings. The program was created to improve health of the community through healing, caring, and teaching. Cass County Home Care encourages people to get their blood pressure screened so that they know if they are at risk. Registered nurses from the Cass County Home Care will be available to evaluate blood pressure readings. The assessments are not done for diagnostic or treatment purposes, but to educate and inform, and individuals are advised to share the test results with their primary care physician. AgeWell is a four-week series of health assessments and education events designed for anyone interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle as they age. The events are held on Wednesdays from 9 until 11 a.m. at Cass County Home Care, located at 1500 East 10th Street in Atlantic. Upcoming events include the Body Mass Index, or BMI, screening on August 22nd, Fall Risk Assessment on August 29th, and the AgeWell Workshop on September the 5th that offers tips on nutrition, fitness, and overall health. The AgeWell series will be held again September 12th to October the 3rd. Participants are encouraged to attend all four AgeWell sessions so they can get a more complete picture of their health and well-being. Participants also will have an opportunity to win a wellness package. For more information about the Cass County Home Care's AgeWell series, you can contact Denise Coder at 712-243-8006. And a federal report says 29% of Iowa's adults are severely overweight. The report issued Monday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Colorado has the lowest figure at just below 21%, while Mississippi had the highest at nearly 36%. Our neighbor to the west, Nebraska, had an obesity rate of 28.4%. Catherine Lillehall of the Iowa Department of Public Health said the 2011 statistics aren't directly comparable to previous numbers because of changes in collection methods. Lillehall says that there have been dramatic increases in obesity across the nation, mainly because of poor diets and lack of exercise. Obesity is often accompanied by health problems, including diabetes and heart disease. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the U.S. Commerce Department says retail sales rose in July by the largest amount in 5 months, up 0.8% from June. All major categories showed increases. In another report, the government says wholesale prices increased modestly in July, but food prices rose sharply, led by the biggest increase in corn prices in nearly 6 years. Republicans are giving Chris Christie the choice speaking assignment at the party's convention in Florida later this month. The New Jersey governor will be the convention's keynote speaker, a role that has been used by Barack Obama and others to gain some national exposure in advance of a presidential bid. Meanwhile, the Mitt Romney campaign says Romney will be introduced at the convention by Florida Senator Marco Rubio. It's back on the bus today for Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama, each continuing a road tour of key battleground states. For Obama, it's his second day in Iowa, while Romney will be joined in Ohio by Senator Rob Portman. Portman's been considered a possible running mate. A neighbor of the man who opened fire yesterday from a home near Texas A&M University, killing a county constable who was there to serve an eviction notice, said the shooter asked him to apologize to the officer who'd been shot. Rijo Cisneros, a former medic, told a newspaper that Thomas Kafel made that request as he lay dying from bullet wounds he suffered in a shootout with police. A third person was also killed. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Mabel Thompson, age 90, of Glenwood and formerly of Brayton, died Friday at the hospice with heart in Glenwood. Funeral services for Mabel Thompson will be today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Phyllis Krogh, age 92, of Exira, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis Krogh will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. John Saunders, age 85, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday at the West Ridge Care Center in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for John Saunders will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. Del Ray Warner, age 61, of Adair, died Saturday in Adair. Memorial services for Del Warner will be Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. N. Jean Burnham, age 88, of Griswold, died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jean Burnham will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Irene Jorgensen, age 86, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Irene Jorgensen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon in charge of arrangements. And Martha Marie Larson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Martha Larson will be held Thursday at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. For more news, check us out on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.